מנחת בעזרת השם ב-7 ו-40. תחילה רבותיי, ברשות הרב, דארי הקדוש in שער הכוונות writes the following: מה שנהגו ביום תשעה באב ומנחה לומר פסוקים של נחמות ולקום ולשבת על הספסלים למעלה, ועד רבה נראה מן התלמוד בבלי כי לעת ערב דתשעה באב הציתו האור בהיכל ונשרף בעת המנחה, וכפי זה היה ראוי להחמיר במנחה יותר מבשחר. דארי הקדוש asks a question: how is it that during mincha of Tisha B'Av we say psukim of nechama, we sit on chairs? Adrabba, it should be the opposite, because we find in the Gemara that on the day of Tisha B'Av itself, Le'et Erev, towards the evening, is when the Bet HaMikdash was burnt. At this time, as we speak. So in fact, we should have been machmir to sit on the ground more than in the morning. Aval ha'inyan yuvan b'ma shedarshu b'Gemara al pasuk mizmor le'asaf, Elokim ba'u goyim b'nachalatecha kinam ibele. Chazal in the Midrash, it's brought down in Rashi, in Masachet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, a famous Midrash on the Pasuk in the Mizmor that we said this morning. Mizmor le'asaf, Elokim ba'u goyim b'nachalatecha, timme'u et echal kodshecha, samu et Yerushalayim le'iyim. Asaf had a song, Mizmor. Elokim, goyim came into your home, into your house, into your city. They burnt the Bet HaMikdash. So the Midrash asks, Mizmor le'asaf, kina mibele. It should be a kina. It should be a lamentation. V'tirtzu, and the famous answer, ki batechila itchilu ha'oivim la'arog b'nei Yisrael. Ve'az chashvu Yisrael shelo yeh ot chas v'shalom tekuma le'mapalatam. Am Yisrael thought in the beginning when the goyim, when the enemies came in and began to kill on left and right, they thought this is the end of the Jewish people. If you could check if this is on mute, please. I don't find that. So they thought it was the end. Kir'otam sheitzitu ha'esh ba'echa le'et erev, shu'zman ha'mincha, when they saw that the Beit HaMikdash was lit up on fire during the evening of Tisha B'Av, Az Amru Mizmor, they began to sing. V'samchu simcha gedola v'kiblu nechama. Am Yisrael were comforted. They received a big nechama. Why? Kim chas v'shalom lo haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashlich hamato al ha'etzim ve'avanim lo hayta tekuma lesonei Yisrael. Because if Hashem's wrath would not be used on the Beit HaMikdash, then chas v'shalom, there would not be a tekuma. There would not be survival for Am Yisrael. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayatzet esh betzion, kila Hashem chamato, nimtza ki le'et mincha, ha'erev sheitzitu ha'esh ba'echal, az amru Yisrael mizmor, ve'kiblu nechama al tzaratam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu kila ba'esh chamato, al ha'etzim ve'al ha'avanim, he took out his wrath on the Beit HaMikdash, Am Yisrael were saved. And that was a nechama. Im ken ha'minhag ha'nizkar tov ve'nachon hu. And therefore the minhag to sit on chairs now is a good minhag. And then he goes on to say, Rabbi Chaim Vital says, Shamati gam ken mimori ta'am acher, ki az bemincha tisha be'av nolad ha-mashiach, hanikra menachem, kanizkar bemidrash echa rabati. At this time is when Mashiach is born. That's why it's a time of nechama. So keep this famous midrash, keep it in mind all throughout the few things that we'll say now. Another piece in the Kitve Ari in Shara Kavanot, page Taf Yud Gimel. Rabbi Chaim Vital teaches from his Rebbe the Ari HaKadosh that there is a certain avodah that a Jew does throughout the 3 weeks of the Ben HaMetzarim. And what is that? So pay attention, he says. Inyan hayamim sheben yudzayin letamuz v'tisha be'av hanikraim yemei ha-metzarim tzarich lechaven kavanot elu ba'amida. The Ari HaKadosh gave us special kavanot to have in the Amida of the 3 weeks. In case we didn't have this kavana throughout the 3 weeks, we still have a chance by mincha, or even just to think about the following kavana, if you already did pray. Bebirkat ha'avot, beota havaya techaven, sheta'ir zo ha'avaya el tmurata hayotzet bechiluf otiyot shelefaneha, vehitet dalet hei dalet. The Ari HaKadosh says, in the first bracha, when you say Hashem's name, Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham, when you say the name Havaya, at that point, have in mind that the name Havaya, Yudke Vavke, should be Meir, should give light to the name Tet Daled Hey Daled. Those letters are the letters that precede Yudke Vavke. ובהוויה של התגיבור תכוון שתאיר הוויה זו אל תמורתה באותיות שלאחריה שהיא כף וו זין וו. In the name of Hashem, ברוך אתה השם מחיי המתים, have in mind that the name of Hashem, הוויה, should give light to the name כף וו זין וו. Many mezuzot have that written behind, on the back of the klaf. Those are the letters that are immediately after Yud Kei Vav Kei. After Yud, you have Kaf. After Hey, you have Vav. After Vav, you have Zayin. After Hey, you have Vav. Kaf, Vav, Zayin, Vav. ובהוויה שבעתה קדוש, תכוון שתאיר אל תמורתה באטבש, והוא מם צדיק פי צדיק. In the third הוויה, the third bracha, when you say Hashem's name, have in mind that the name Havaya should give light to the name Mem Tzadik Pei Tzadik, which is the exchange of the letters of Havaya in Etbesh. You know, the Cheshbon of Aleph to Taf, Bet to Shin. So Yud is Mem, He is Tzadik, Vav is Pe, He is Tzadik. That's Mem Tzadik Pei Tzadik. In order to save time, so we won't continue so much in the words here, he gives more kavanot to have, two more kavanot to have throughout the Amidah of Ben HaMitzarim. The next one is when you come to the words Retzeh, Retzeh Hashem Elokeinu, in the bracha before Modim, to have in mind that the Tzara became Retzeh. How did it become Retzeh? He gives a whole configuration of Hashem's name, Elokim Bemilui Hehin, which is Gevurot. So the din of Tzara becomes Nimtak, becomes sweetened, and it becomes Retzeh, pleasing. And he has another kavana when you come to Sim Shalom, with the two shins of the Sim Shalom. What's going on here? So first of all, I want to share with you a thought that I had in regards to these names that the Ari HaKadosh tells us to have in mind in order to take the name of Havaya, which is Rachamim, and to shed its light on those names of the letters that precede Havaya, the letters that follow Havaya, and the letters that are the exchange of Havaya. In fact, the Bnei Yisachar, in his Ma'amar Bet on Chodesh Tammuz, the Bnei Yisachar calls these names Levushe Kavod, of the name Havaya. These are Levushim, these are clothing of the name of Havaya. Which means, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covered up in this world, the more we don't see Him, that's called Gvurot. That's called dinim. That brings things that are harsher. The more we uncover, the more we bring rachamim to the world. The more we are mamtik et hagevurot, et hadinim. So I thought to myself, you have a levush to the name of Hashem of the letters that precede, that come before. What does that signify? It signifies those who stop short. They look at what happens in the world. Instead of realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, they stop right before, and they don't see Hashem. Ve'lo yavinu ve'lo yiru el pe'ulot Hashem. They stop short right before the name Havaya. In order to do a hamtaka on that, to do tshuva on that, that's why we have that kavana, that Havaya should be mamtik, the name Tet Dalet Hey Dalet. The second name is the name of the letters that come after Havaya. That could be signifies those of us, of all of us, everyone included, who throw Hashem's name behind their back, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so many good things with us. He gives us so much chasadim, chasadim of the name of Havaya. But like the Pasuk says, Oti shlachta acharei gevecha, we forget what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. It's behind us. We may have gotten excited as it was happening. We may have felt some feelings of gratitude at the time, but then as soon as some time passed, we forgot about the good of Hashem. Those are the letters, that's the levush of the letters of Hashem that follow, that come after, that put Hashem, chas v'shalom, behind. That's the hamtaka that is needed during Ben HaMitzarim in that kavana of Kaf Vav Zayin Vav in the second Havaya. The third one is the exchange of the letters of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so good to us. He gives us such a sweet Torah to learn. He gives us such good mitzvot to do, chukim u'mishpatim tovim. But we look for exchangements. We look for things that are instead, chilufim. We get ourselves busy with all kinds of hana'ot olam hazeh that take the place of hana'ot olam haba that we have in this world, which is Torah and mitzvot. We exchange HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom for other pleasures. That's the name Mem Tzadik Pei Tzadik. And we come with the name of Havayat to be Mamtik, which means to do Teshuvah over that chet. When we exchange HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom with other things. Like we read in the Haftara of Matot Mas'ed, the second one, of the three, lachtzov lahem borot, borot nishbarim, asher lo yachilu amayim. What are you exchanging me for? Hashem says, for things that don't give you any good anyway. So remember those three kavanot of the Ari HaKadosh, and that's the idea of mituk hadinim. You know, Lashon HaKodesh is unique. No language in the world comes even to the ankles, and that's an understatement of Lashon HaKodesh. Why is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Lashon HaKodesh. When we say apple in English, the word apple has nothing to do with the apple. But the word tapuach, the Hebrew word, has everything to do with that item. In fact, it has to do with how it came to the world. Everything was created in this world through the letters of Lashon HaKodesh. All kinds of orders, all kinds of configurations of the Hebrew alphabet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol used when He created the world. Which comes to teach us that the Avodah of the Tzadikim many times, how do they make miracles? How do we expect them to take someone who is sick and to make him feel better because of a tefillah of the tzaddik? What happens is the tzaddik is memateket hagvurot. He comes to sweeten the harsh judgments. And you know what happens? The negative, which had a certain order of the letters of Lashon HaKodesh, become rearranged. The same letters become rearranged into a positive way. So I'll give you a few examples. Tzara, the Ari HaKadosh says, becomes Retze. Meniot, obstacles. I saw once Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev said, obstacles, meniot, become Neimot, become things that are pleasant. To use an obstacle to become better. Pesha, a crime, can become Shefa, can become a source of good if it is sweetened. And we'll talk about it. Nega becomes oneg. Nega, there's no worse. The Sefer HaYetzirah says there's no worse than nega and there's no higher than oneg. Even the letters gi'ul. Gi'ul means disgusting. Haga'ala means to remove that which is dirty. Becomes ga'al with the aleph, ge'ula, haga'ala with the aleph, go'alenu. To remove us, but to remove us from galut. Galut, exile, becomes gilui. In exile, Hashem is covered. But the time is going to come when venigla Hashem, Hashem is going to be revealed. We're going to all have a revelation of the presence of Hashem. And the list goes on and on. That's the mituk hadinim that is done through the reconfiguration of the letters of Lashon HaKodesh. There's an unbelievable story that I just saw recently about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Once he was invited, to make a long story short, to a certain city to pray in this city, in the town. The people in the town were excited he's going to come to the Bet Knesset and he's going to pray there. He came to the Bet Knesset, he stopped in the lobby. in the lobby, he stopped and he said, I'm going to pray here. Maybe it was mincha, alvit, whatever it was. By the lobby, he stopped. He said, I'm going to pray here. They were a bit disappointed. They wanted to show the Baal Shem Tov come in to pray with us in the Bet Knesset. What happened? Why do you want to pray here? He told them, you know what happened here once upon a time? There was a simple Jew who every morning, in the very, very cold mornings, his job was to be the water carrier. He would transport water to all the people of the town. One morning, it was excruciatingly cold outside, and he's carrying the water from place to place, and he asks one of the addresses, he asks them, tell me, what time is it? What time is it? He says, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Oy, it's 11 o'clock, I didn't pray shachrit. And he ran to the shul in the lobby, he wants to put on his tefillin, but he has to take off his gloves. The glove wasn't coming off, it was so cold, it was frozen onto his hand. By the time he ripped it off of his hand, he began to bleed. And he proceeded to put on tefillin quickly and to pray. The Baal Shem Tov said, that happened right at this spot. You know what happened at that moment? At that moment, his ma'aseh of this simple Jew caused a very big ra'ash gadol, a ra'ash in shamayim. There was a tumult in heaven because of what this simple Jew just did. And that ra'ash became a sha'ar. The resh ayin shin became shin ayin resh, a sha'ar. The gates of tefillah opened right there. That's where I want to pray. You know, Abutai, I just heard a few days ago a shiur from a very, very holy, holy man. I don't know if all of you heard about this. I want to share with you for 2 minutes a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave our generation. And it just recently was revealed. Did you hear about the Yanuka? The Yanuka in Eretz Yisrael. He's a young man in his late 20s, I think. He knows the entire Torah open in front of him by heart. Everything. The entire Torah by heart. A holy, holy man. His name is Rav Shlomo Yehuda Be'eri. Sheyichye le'orech yamim tovim. Amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us, Rabotai, a malach in our generation, the type of the like that we heard about in legends of the Gaon Mivilna. Now I know that as I say it, I myself, and as you're hearing it, you're not believing. What are you talking about? Please look it up. It's available. Shiurim are available. Look it up, the Yanuka, a holy, holy man who knows the entire Torah. He sits and he gives a shiur to thousands and thousands of big Talmidei Chachamim that come, sit in front of him with white beards, right in front of him. The place is filled. The last time he gave such a shiur was Chanukah. Ever since then, you understand, things changed. But the last time he gave a shiur, check. And you'll see on the video, thousands of people of Jews gathering in one shul to listen to him. He sits there without anything. He has a short black beard. He is so shy. He's so humble. But when he's saying his shiur, he begins to quote, you won't believe it. Every Gemara he says the page, the line where it's on. Every pasuk. He quotes, he says the perek and pasuk that it is. Every page in Zohar, every quote from Zohar, he tells you the page in Zohar. Every siman in Shelot to Tshuvot HaRashba, he tells you where it is. I actually sat down one shiur, I had nothing else to do, I guess. I said, you know what? The first 10 Marei Mekomot that he's going to mention, I'm going to check him up. I took out Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Shelot u'Tshuvot of names that you never heard of, that I happen to have. I open up, exactly word for word, as he's saying by heart, what's going on here. Unbelievable. This is just a side note. It's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to give us Chizuk, Rabotai. By the way, that last shiur that he gave, he said, I don't know when is the next time I'm going to give this shiur. And the whole shiur was talking about how with Ahavat Yisrael and Kavod HaBiriyot, that's all he talks about, to give Kavod one to another, how that can remove Magefot from Klal Yisrael. And that was the last shiur. And he said in that shiur, I don't know when is the next time I can give a shiur like this. People, big people come to him for brachot. The grandson of Baba Sali, Arab Buzu Shalita, sits in front of him, came to him for a bracha of shiduchim, for his granddaughter. Nisimum of the unbelievable things, Rabotai, in our generation, yes. If we felt that we became yetomim after our so many gedolim left us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you? Where are you? Did you leave us alone? Who should we look up to? Hashem says, I'm with you. Like the Rav spoke about before, I'm with you. And I'm going to give you something special. Lo Alman Yisrael. You're going to see Moftim, you're going to see Nisim, you're going to see unbelievable wonders. Wonders of wonders. Yes, in this time and age. Yes. For us. And so he spoke a lot in his shiur about the fact that we sit down to be mitabel, to do tikkun chatzot, to remember Yerushalayim during our eating, all this is mituka dinim. All this is to sweeten the judgments. All this is to bring a shefa of rachamim and chesed on Klal Yisrael. So, we don't have much time, but I want to talk about, in general, in the next 10 minutes, about three types of hamtakot. One, I won't take much time about it. Chazal do it all the time, especially Rabotenu in Sifrei HaChasidut. They take harsh psukim and they change them around into positive. I'll share with you one example. We know a famous statement. It's a Yerushalmi that says, Kol dor shelo nivna bet hamikdash biyamav, ke'ilu nechrav biyamav. Any generation that the Bet HaMikdash was not built in his time, it's like the Bet HaMikdash was destroyed in his time. That's a very big musar. It's always brought down as a musar to people. Look at that. We destroyed the Bet HaMikdash again. Comes along the Bnei Yisachar. If I wouldn't have seen this pshat written by the Bnei Yisachar, I wouldn't believe it. I don't have time to... I have the sefer here, but... Ma'amar bet otet vav. He says like this, Yesh lefaresh. Hine amru razal biyom shecharab et hamikdash natlu Yisrael ipofsin. To explain shortly, the day that Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, I think the Rav mentioned it in passing, there was mechilat avonot. That day when the Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, our sins were forgiven. Haynu shenimchal avonotehem, ki Hashem itbarach shafach hamato al etzim ve'avanim kede sheitkaymu. Says the Bnei Yisachar. V'yesh lefaresh, mi shelo nivna Bet HaMikdash beyamav, havi keilu nechrav beyamav, u'me'ara'ui sheimchol lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu avonotav. He took the ma'amar for a spin. He says, Bet HaMikdash was not built in your generation. It was destroyed, that means, in our generation. So mimela, we are eligible for a special mechilat avonot, for a special forgiveness. That's called hamtakata dinim. A second type, Rabotai, and that has to do with us, between us. Another famous statement, lo charva Bet HaMikdash, Ela al sinat chinam shehayta b'nehem. So everyone says, therefore, what do we have to increase in our time? Ahavat chinam. What does ahavat chinam mean? What does that mean to love someone chinam, for free? What does the word chinam mean in Hebrew? What's the shorish of the word chinam? The shorish is chen. Chen means gracefulness. Which means like this. To love your friend who does so much good for you, to you, that's not avat chinam. Obviously you're going to love him and be friendly with him. Avat chinam means someone who you can't stand. Someone who you can't look at. He did something so bad to you. You can't look at him. Comes along the din of Avat Chinam and says, Chinam, for nothing, be good to him. Love him. Chinam, find the chen in him. Find a good quality in him. Everybody has a good quality. No matter what we like to think about people, everybody has some kind of good quality. Take that person who you can't like and work a little bit to find a nekudat chen, a point of grace on him to focus on, to highlight, and to think about. That's called mituk hadinim. That's to take hadin, harshness, and to be mematek. Bring out the good and focus on that. Make that nekudat chen cover his essence. And remember and highlight that. So the Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Lamed Aleph tells us, Lo charva Yerushalayim ela al she'emidu ba hadin, she'lo asu lifnim mishurat hadin. So Tosfot asks a question, that's the reason? But it says in Yoma Daf Tet that it's because of Sinat Chinam. How could you say it's because they didn't do lifnim mishurat hadin? It's because they had sinat chinam. Answers Tosfot, haveha garmale. Both caused it. And the omek of the words of Tosfot is, when you see someone who you can't stand, that's leha'amida davar al hadin. That's to keep dinim alive. To do lifnim mishurat hadin means to be mamtiket hadin. It means to take that person and to love him chinam, to love him for free, for nothing. To find that reason of chen and to focus on that. That's to take the din and to do lifnim mishurat hadin, mituk hadinim. And the third one and the last one, Rabotai, is about things that happen to us in life. It's not always easy to go through difficulties in life and to stay positive. It's very hard. Look in the Gemara Daf Brachot Daf Zayin Amud Bet, Rabotai. The Gemara asks a similar question with which we started. Mizmor le David bevorcho mipenei Avshalom beno. Mizmor le David kinami be'ele. He's running away from his son. He's running away from Avshalom. How could you say Mizmor le David? So the Gemara tells us a mashal of a person who owes a lot of money. And the creditors are coming and they say, you know, we're going to punish you big time. When he realizes that he's able to pay, and he gives that enormous amount of money, he becomes very happy. At least I got it over with. David HaMelech was told by Hashem after the sin of Bathsheba, he was told, Hineni mevi alecha ra'a mibetecha, I'm going to bring something very, very tragic from your house. He was scared. Shema mamzer, shema eved. What's going to be? Kevan dechazade Avshalom hu. When he saw it's Avshalom, samach ve'amar mizmor. He said, it's my son. It's my son. I know that, I mean, after all, how cruel is he going to be? And therefore he said Mizmor. Rabotai, this Gemara comes right after another Gemara, right on top of it. You know what it says there? Kasha tarbut ra'a v'toch v'to shel adam yoter mimilchemet Gog u'Magog. A rebellious son from a home is such a tragedy. It's worse than the Milchemet Gog u'Magog, and the Gemara brings Psukim to prove it from Tehilim, in the beginning of Tehilim. Hashem marabut sarai, David HaMelech said. When it was Tarbut Ra'ah. Whereas when it's Mechemet Gog Magog, Lamaragishu Goyim, big deal. So we're talking about the worst tragedy that a person could go through. And yet, what did David HaMelech say? He said, it's Avshalom Mizmor LeDavid. It's a song. If we think about this Gemara, it's not normal. It's almost inhuman how David HaMelech was able to overcome and to rise above and to be Memateket Tadin, to find that Nekudat Achen, that positive Nekuda in the great and enormous Tzara that he found himself in. And so, Rabotai, in the Sfarim HaKdoshim, I want to end off with two quotes. The Bnei Sakhar in his Sefer Agra de Kala, he quotes Mitalmidei Baal Shem Tov, שבכל עניין שיבוא על האדם, וכל המאורעות המעיקים לו, ימצא בהם שורש הטוב. If any difficulty comes upon a person, if any trouble comes upon a person, he should try to find a good point in it. היינו שיחפש בזה המאורע, עניין הטוב המצנוצץ בזה. He should look into it and see, what does Hashem want here? What's the good point? ואז נעשה הרע כיסא אל הטוב, והתהפך למציאות הטוב. With that, he's ממתק את הדינים. With that, he takes that difficulty and he sweetens it. And he makes it something that is good. Sometimes a very tough and big bang can happen in a person's life. And if he's able to be ממתק את הדין, if he's able to focus and to see, what does Hashem want from me? What does Hashem want from me in this? The person can actually grow and become better, better than before, better than ever. That's Mituk Adin. Chas v'shalom, he says, not to do that. Look in Agra de Kala, beginning of Parashat Korach. Another quote, Rabotai, from the Likutei Moharan. In Likutei Moharan, Kuf Tzadik He, it's a short piece. And with this we'll conclude. How do I remember it's Kuf Tzadik He? I made a siman for myself. When you get to the Katzeh HaAcharon, when you get to the last point, you feel like you can go no more, learn this piece. It says in the Pasuk in Tehilim Perik Dalet, Batzar Hirchavtali. The pshat of the Pasuk is, Hashem, when you gave me tzarot, you took me out of them. Hirchavtali. Says Rabbi Nachman, Zechutot Hagen Alenu. Hainu, Batzar Hirchavtali. Shegam Afilu Be'atzara Be'atzma. In the tzara itself. Not only after you leave the tzara. In the tzara itself, Batzar, Hashem Yitbarach Marchiv Lanu. If a person looks into the kindness of Hashem, even when Hashem brings something that is a tzara on him, in the tzara itself, while he's still in it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him chesed and gives him an area. Hirchavta, he brings him harchava, he brings him goodness in the midst. Afilu betocha tzara atzma natata li harchava betocha. Look in Torah, kuf tzadikhe. And that's what we're going to say, Beshuv Hashem Shivat Zion, hayinu kecholmim. When Mashiach is going to come, we're going to look back and say, were we dreaming? We thought this is never going to happen because things were so going so bad. Az yomeru bagoyim, Higdil Hashem la'asoti melech. Then we're going to realize, Higdil Hashem. Hashem did more than we thought. Not only He took us out of the tzara, but in the tzara itself, Higdil, we're going to be able to look back and to understand the good, the nekudat achen, the hamtaka that was in each and every me'ora, in each and every happening that we thought was a tzara. But as it says in Echa that we read this morning, Mipi Elyon lo tetze haraot. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing bad comes. En ra yored min hashamayim. And that's a big chizuk to remember. And that's why Bidavka, at this time where it's the worst time, Bet HaMikdash was being burnt, We are already sitting on chairs. It's already a time of nechama, because the Jewish people is on that level that it's expected from them to understand that at the peak of the tzara, you walk into the Kodesh HaKodeshim and you see that the Keruvim are hugging each other. At the peak of the tzara, you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you and it's for our good and it's going to make us better and it's going to make us greater. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us only good things from now and on. Besorot tovot, there should be yeshuot v'nechamot. We should hear of refuah shelema for all those. We should hear of good shiduchim for all those who need. We should hear only of semachot beYisrael. Amen ve'amen. V'chanana ben Akasha omer atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. Levi chafir balaim Torah mitzvot sheneemar. Adonai hafetz v'ma'an tidko yagdil Torah v'yadil.